On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Hey, with us for the rest of the hour, Johnny and Friends New Mexico. And before we jump into that, I want to pull you back to the KLYT website and a reminder about some of the stuff you'll find if you go to the Action Center. You know, you're seeing a lot of probably rainbow flags. You know, actually, let me say this. I saw a beautiful rainbow the other day, and I was just loving it. Thank you, Lord. But no, right? We're seeing a lot of rainbow flags around. The Pride Parade was in downtown Albuquerque last weekend. And, you know, it brings up questions. You know, there's kids in the family that they're not sure what they're seeing. Well, focus on the family. One of the staff members there, Jeff Johnston, put together a couple of great guides for families, for parents. It's a resource from Focus on the Family. It's in our Action Center at klyt.fm, and it encourages age-appropriate conversations based really on the child's development, because I know, you know, he did it like for little kids, and elementary kids and the older kids, but it's an opportunity to be prepared and, you know, be ready for questions as topics become more visible in our culture. It starts with foundational values before addressing specific topics, and it emphasizes compassion, sensitivity, and ongoing dialogue with kids. You'll find it in the Action Center at klyt.fm. And through this weekend in the Action Center, you'll find the baby shower, the ultimate baby shower. This is something our friends at Family Life Radio did with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, and we love CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. So, well, we just said, hey, why not? Let's promote this ultimate baby shower. Encourage the KLYT listener to go click on the banner in the Action Center at klyt.fm. It'll let you know drop-off locations, and you can shop online for items needed by families in crisis pregnancy. So that's not all you'll find. You know, one other thing I'll mention quickly, Transform Iran. That ministry has been doing planting churches in Iran for decades. And God willing, we see this war come to an end, and we see a great change and opportunity in that nation. They are feet on the ground. They know the terrain. And I don't mean, you know, well, both literally and spiritually. So a lot of great things you'll find. You know, I don't know when the last time you went there, but go to the website at klyt.fm and check it out in the Action Center. All right, one of those other ministries that you'll find in the organizations page at klyt.fm is Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Marcy's here. Hey, Marcy.
Hey, Steve.
It's been a little while. She's on mic four. And hey, thank you, Tayshawn. I threw a curveball at you there, buddy. Tayshawn does a fantastic job keeping us on the air. And Marcy, welcome back. It's been a little while.
It has. It's been a little while. We've been busy.
It is good to have you here.
Thank you.
And we've got plenty to talk about. Before we jump in, those who may not be familiar with Johnny and Friends, always like to assume we may have new listeners. But Johnny and Friends, you know, national, international, you know, there's work being done right here in New Mexico and Colorado through this office. But for those unfamiliar, bring them up to speed.
Well, Johnny and Friends is, as you said, it's an international global ministry started by Johnny Erickson Tata. And I know that you've got a lot of listeners here on KLIT that hear her radio,
a lot of her radio stuff.
Yeah. And so she started this ministry, over 40 years ago. And it's been absolutely amazing. We serve families impacted by disability and individuals, and we have retreats and getaways, and we train churches for ministering to families with disabilities, but not just ministering, but inclusion. How do you include someone with a disability? Because we all have gifts and talents, and God has blessed us. And so we are able to train churches to not just have a handicap sign out front, you know, for parking, but, you know, how do we include them, you know? And it's really an amazing ministry.
Well, they are part of our family. And actually, Johnny and Friends, it's kind of its own family as well. Mm-hmm. For those who've never done any of the activities with Johnny and Friends, what a great opportunity for you to connect with others that are dealing with maybe some of the same things you deal with. And that's, you know, that's just not the physical or other things that way. But like you mentioned, Marcy, finding community is I know that that's important. And when you're going to churches, you are, you know, well, it's really a partnership, right? And if you are a layperson at a church, maybe a leader in your church, maybe you're the pastor of a church, and you haven't connected with Johnny and Friends, let me tell you what a blessing this is for everyone in your congregation and for those at Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Let's talk a little bit, Marcy, about church partnership and more in depth what that means. And if you have examples you want to share, we'd love to hear that. But someone's listening and says, okay, what do you mean church partnership?
Right. What kind of partnership?
Yeah.
Actually, it's coming in alongside a church and, you know, people aren't sure really how to approach disability or disability ministry. I mean, people even have a hard time when they see someone with a disability on, you know, what do I say? What do I do? And, you know, it starts with hello.
Yeah.
You know, it's just eye-to-eye contact and smiling at them and saying hi.
Yeah.
And so we take the not sure of what to do, and we come alongside them, and we provide disability etiquette training. We can, for anyone in your church, you know, that wants to know more about it, how to work with them.
I'm going to guess that just is a lot of focus on dignity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They want to be treated just like you and I.
And
you
know? Rightly so.
Yeah.
And for the most part, they are just like.
They are. I mean, you know?
There's some that I know at Johnny and Friends, you know, who are part of that family.
Yeah.
And, man, the ones I know, I love them dearly. And when I see them, I feel like that's family.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them in a little while, but there's so much joy, Marcy, that can be had not only by those from Johnny and Friends that are looking to find community,
right?
But the church members, the attendees that become part of this partnership, I have a feeling, you know, when they kind of look back, they're like, I had no idea. I had no idea what I've been missing.
Well, you know, I'm going to put a challenge out to everybody.
Okay.
You know, go to the Luke 14. Go to Luke 14, read it from beginning to end, and realize that Christ said, you know what? His parable in there is just amazing. And it's about having his table, the master's table full. And he says to go out to the highways, the byways, you know, the town, all these different places and bring in, you know, the blind, the crippled, the lame, the heavy burden. And it talks about, you know, really ministering to those with disabilities. Christ loves all of us. And, you know, even a lot of his miracles were, you know, they were centered around people with disabilities.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite stories on that, people want to be seen, you know, and not just put in a corner somewhere or in a quiet room or whatever. One of my favorite Bible stories is the friends that lowered the man through the roof.
Yeah.
And just so he could see the Lord. And, you know, that he saw him, you know, I see you. And to know that that you're seen. And there's so many things you can do to support families with disabilities. And we have a project day coming up with Sagebrush, is one of these churches that, like, we want to go out. We want to minister to this community, you know, help us. And so...
And did you mention a specific Sagebrush?
It's Sagebrush Northeast Heights.
Okay.
And they have decided to serve families. And mm-hmm. we're going to have a family project warning this coming Saturday. And Liz, our ministry relations manager, has gone in and done disability training with mm-hmm. their church. And so they're going to go out. We found the families. They're going to go out. They're going to do things like yard work and wash windows and cars and whatever a family needs that they don't have the chance to do. And so it's going out and blessing these families. And that's what other churches can do.
Yeah.
You know, they can go out and minister, and we help train them to be comfortable, teach them the etiquette. And these families are so blessed by being loved on.
Well, and you know what? Those families are going out this Saturday to serve.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those, we always talk about it. You know, you go out on a short-term mission trip, I'm going to bless those people, and you end up being blessed.
Blessed exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're listening and you want your church to be a part of something like that, it may not be going, you know, and doing that kind of a, it might be, but you know, you can meet with Johnny and Friends, and those interested in your congregation can train with Johnny and Friends. And, hey, what's the cost to the church to have Johnny and Friends train them?
Zero.
Oh, free 50 free. That's what I thought.
Free 50 free. Okay. I love it. I love that.
Okay. So, yeah, Johnny and Friends will train your congregation, those interested in being part of that ministry, and then watch your congregation go out into this community and bless others, and you will. I can't imagine you not being blessed.
Yeah.
So to do that, go to the website johnnyandfriends.org. Johnny is spelled J-O-N-I. I think you know that by now. johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico, or just search Johnny and Friends New Mexico. You'll find the website and connect with Johnny and Friends. Tell them, hey, I heard about doing a church partnership, and we are interested in that. And, you know, part of that partnership, I imagine, is respite events.
Yes.
Which, you know, we've mentioned whether it's a Friday or a Saturday. I think different churches do it a little different, and some are during the day, some are in the evening.
Uh-huh.
But a respite event is essentially people get dropped off, typically at your church, and there's activities provided for those affected by the disability, and then the caregivers and or family or both have a chance for a little respite. Now, sometimes they might just go outside because it's like, what, 2 hours or something?
Yeah, it's about 3 hours.
Yeah, 2 or 3 hours. They might just go outside, turn on the air conditioner, and take a nap in the car. Or they may go shopping or to a movie or, you know, just...
a great date night.
Yeah, but that's just half of a respite night. The other half is what's happening at the church, and that's kind of like a party.
Yes, yes. We provide lunch if it's an afternoon. I say we, the church does.
Yeah.
They provide lunch or dinner, and there's all kinds of activities and games and music, and you know, they get to hang out with their peers, you know.
Yeah.
So it's an exciting time for the kids as well as for the caregiver and the parents.
Okay, well, I think we kind of hit a home run covering church partnership. Well, we're up against the break now. There's other things happening. There's getaways and other things happening at camp. We want to let you know what's still available to be a part of in that way, and other events that are coming up that we want to make sure you have the details about. But we're going to take a quick break. Marcy, can you stay with us?
Oh, happily.
Okay. We'll be back right after this on ABQ Connect. All right, there we go. Diamonds with John Erickson. Todd, we heard at the end of that stop set. She just makes me smile, Marcy.
She does. You can hear the joy in her voice.
Yep. Marcy's here from Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. And we talked about church partnership in our first segment. In our final segment, we do want to let you know about some of the things happening at Johnny and Friends, New Mexico this weekend. Actually, this next Monday.
Yeah.
Up in Capitan. At Lone Tree, I think, a family retreat. And you know, it's kind of too late to sign up and be a part of that. but it's not too late to pray for what's happening up there at family retreat. What are people going to see up there this week?
You know, the families are going to see a place, a safe place, where they can just be themselves.
Yeah.
Where nobody's going to look at them funny, where nobody's going to look at their child funny, regardless of the age of the child. It could be a young adult or an adult. But they get to be themselves, and they get rest and relaxation and fun. It's a high adventure camp, you know? So these kids, these families get to enjoy horseback riding and zip lining and water slides, and everyone's trained to work with them. And
that's actually due to gifts from all kinds of places and people, but people like the KLYT listener that goes to johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico, like almost any other nonprofit, the top of the page has got a donate button and a place for them to share financially. And, you know, if you missed this summer, you know, every year it seems they're looking for buddies to go. And you go to a camp as a buddy, you're put with someone and you hang out for a week.
Yeah.
You know, you assist. You have a lot of fun and laugh. You might cry together.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to make a connection. We talk about community. You're probably going to make a connection that lasts a lifetime. I want to key into something you said in the last segment and kind of in this segment too. You mentioned in the first segment, when you find someone at your church that's dealing with a disability, make eye contact and say hello. And you mentioned just a minute ago, you know, where, you know, you're going to be at camp where, you know, because people do give funny looks. And I think sometimes people, they hesitate from the eye contact because they're concerned that it'll come across as a funny look. Right. But listen, if you look someone in the eye and you say, hey, good morning, welcome. Hey, man, you know, what's your name? You know, just like you would to me. Actually, you might look at me more strange, you know. be kind.
Yeah.
How you would want someone to greet you if you know you're being greeted for a first time. So and that's part of the training, I'm going to guess too.
Yes.
When Johnny and Friends gets with churches to partner in the events like you mentioned coming up this. Oh, which by the way, I wanted to ask you the coming up this weekend, that's actually something else we can be praying for as Sagebrush Northeast goes to homes across the community and acts of service that it would be well received and that, you know, those receiving the assistance would be blessed and really would see God work in that. And God work in the people that are going out for the acts of service as well. One of the other things happening in July, July 21st through the 25th, is Warrior Getaway. And, this is something that veterans and their families apply for. And is that full?
No, actually, we have a few spaces left for veterans and their families.
Okay.
Warriors, it's another amazing time of healing and a chance for families to get together and heal together. Because as you and I both know, we are dependents of veterans. You know,
I always say brat. I was a brat.
I know, we're military brats. I'm proud of it. And it's a great opportunity because not just the warrior serves, parents serve too.
Yeah.
Or the children serve, you know. And so it affects their lives. And so having a whole family unit there and be able to heal together is an amazing an amazing time. We have room for a few more. And, you know, what's exciting is, I'm going to say God provides, but we provide free of charge for the veteran and their family, this particular camp. So
if you know, if you know a veteran, disabled veteran, right?
Yep. There's seen and unseen scars. So yes.
And they would benefit from a getaway.
Yeah.
And if you haven't been to Lone Tree or, you know, down in the Capitan area, it's where Smokey Bear's from. Come on.
Yep.
It's a beautiful part of New Mexico and a chance to just get away and heal, as you mentioned, Marcy, and connect and build community. But thanks to Johnny and friends and those who provide for these getaways for the Warriors. So much more happening. In September, do you want to say anything about the marriage getaway?
Yeah, we're having a marriage getaway on September 12th at Grace Church. It's a one-day event. We're going to have some things for the kids that are happening on a different side. And mom and dad get to come in. And
you know, every marriage needs a marriage retreat.
Yes.
Okay. When it comes to those dealing with disabilities, are there some, I'm imagining, some very unique things that would come up that may not come up at a typical, you know, marriage retreat?
Right.
So it's a great opportunity. Go ahead.
The divorce rate for families impacted by disability is incredibly high. And so, you know, it's really hard for parents to deal with a lot of different things, you know. If you're already, like you said, you know, that marriage is already something that you work on all the time. But when you've put in something that affects the whole family, and it gets difficult. And so we want to be able to minister to these couples and, you know, bring them closer together and give them tools to actually work on communication and how to deal with life together, you know, as a family.
Yeah, and, you know, we don't have time. We got about a minute left. But I want to say, as far as that marriage getaway, it's something you apply for on the website at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. There's an opportunity to click where it's, you know, it covers frequently asked questions. So you'll find out all you need to know. But Grace Church, it's kind of north part of the city, but not far off I-25, real easy to get to off San Antonio. Well, it's on San Antonio. And we hope that if you are considering a marriage getaway, that Johnny and Friends is one you consider, especially if obviously you're dealing with disability. Marcy, you can hear we're out of time, but any 15, 20 second?
Just appreciate the prayer, support, and donations, and you guys are awesome. We love being with you, and we love your listeners as well.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.